The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Well, our discussion on Mahdism again continues with our esteemed guest, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Karimi has been guiding us through the complex topics with clarity and with depth. Well, today we're going to address an important question that bridges the Muslim world. What is the difference between Shia and Sunni beliefs regarding Mahdism? Do both schools await the same savior? Where do they agree and where do their paths diverge? This is a topic of unity and understanding, and I ask our esteemed guests to explain these differences with clarity and depth.
Sure. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So as Muslims, both Shia and Sunni, what we share regarding the concept of Mahdism is much more than what we differ. So first of all, I would like to mention to some and refer to some commonalities. So like Shia, our Sunni brethren, they also believe in a person whose name is Mahdi.
Yeah.
And they are waiting for the coming of Mahdi.
Yeah.
And they also believe in the fact that, I mean, for example, Jesus would come with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, helping
yes.
him and following him in his prayer. And I mean, many Sunni scholars have, acknowledged that the number of the narrations about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is so many that they we can claim that they are mutawatir. They are widely transmitted narrations.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, they believe that, I mean, these are among the commonalities, that at the end of the time, a man from the Ahlul Bayt would come. So
yeah.
this is another common point, that they also do believe that this savior is from the offspring of the Prophet, from
mm-hmm.
the descendants of the Prophet.
Yeah.
The second point is that they also believe that he is the offspring of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Again, it is shared by all Muslims, both Shia and Sunnis. Let me share some narrations from Sunni sources. The Prophet is quoted as saying, لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يملك العرب رجل من أهل بيتي. This world would not come to its end until a man would rule the Arabs, of course, and also the whole world, a person from my progeny, رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يُوَاطِعُ إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي. His name is like my name, that
right.
is Muhammad. Another common point. So, not only he's from the Ahlul Bayt, his name is also the name of the Prophet, that is Muhammad, which is
right.
also accepted by the Shias as well. The Prophet says, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تملأ الأرض ظلما وجورا وعدوانا. The resurrection will not happen until the earth will be filled with injustice. ثم يخرج من أهل بيتي من يملأها قسطا وعدلا. Then a man from my progeny would come who will fill the earth with justice. Another
mm-hmm.
common point, because
yeah.
this is also mentioned in Shia sources as well.
Yeah.
لو لم يبق من الدنيا يوم لتولى الله ذلك اليوم. The Prophet said, I'm just quoting from Sunni sources,
yeah.
that if there is only one day remaining from the life on this planet Earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would prolong that day so that God would send a person from my progeny who will fill the earth with justice. This,
yeah.
this similar content is also mentioned in Shihan Erosions as
right.
well.
Right. We'll discuss more with you. Let's take a short break here and we'll be back in a while. Well, Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We were discussing through narrations what are the common points in the Shia and Sunni school of thought regarding Imam Mahdi. So we said both schools of thought believe that he would be among the descendant of Prophet, offspring of Lady Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salam. The world will not come to an end until a man from my progeny will rule the world. It's a narration by Prophet himself. And also, he said that resurrection will not happen until then. And in another narration, he says that even if one day is remaining until the day of judgment, the last day will be prolonged so much that this man from my progeny will come.
Okay. For our dear listeners who are interested in this discussion, I just, because we do not have enough time to mention all the narration in this regard, but almost all the Sunni collections of hadith, they have mentioned some narrations about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, many of which are shared by Shi'as as well, which are referring to the common points.
Yeah.
So they can refer to the books written by Ibn Sa'd, who passed away in 230, Ibn Abi Shayba, Ahmad ibn Hanbal in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, also Sunan Tirmidhi, and Hakim Nishaburi in Al-Mustadrak al-Sahihain, and Ibn al-Athir, and many others.
Yeah.
So in each and every one of them, there is a section regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and as I mentioned, many of the narrations are shared by both Shia and the Sunnis. Now, regarding the differences, as I mentioned, we both, Shia and Sunni, they agree that savior is coming from the progeny of the Prophet. He's from the Ahl Bayt. He's from the offspring of the Prophet. And then from the children of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
Yeah.
And now the question is that whether he's among the offsprings of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam or Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam.
All right.
Now, in Sunni sources, there are some narrations referring to the fact that he's from the offsprings of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. So this is one of the differences, although some of them believe that he's among the children of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
All right.
And some have argued that the narrations referring to Hasan as his father's name is not referring to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, the second imam. It is referring to Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, his holy father.
Okay.
But anyway, this is one of the differences between the Shia and the Sunni, and at least some of the Sunni scholars. And the main difference that we may call it is the fact that whether Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is born or not. Now, according to the Shia, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the son of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, who was born in 255.
Yeah.
Then he had a minor occultation from 260 to 329.
Mm-hmm.
And from 329, he's passing life in major occultation until his reappearance.
Yeah.
Our Sunni brothers, they believe that no, he is not born yet. He is not the child of Imam Askari alayhi salam. He will be born in the future.
Yeah.
And we may call it the main difference between the Shia and the Sunnis regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right. So we don't have really enough of the differences. We basically have this one major difference that he is already born, and the Sunni school of thought says that he is not born yet. Other narrations that you discussed almost connect us.
Sure.
Yeah, so we take a short break again and we'll be back in a while.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We discussed the common points and differences about Mahdism in Shia and Sunni school of thought. So do we have something more to add on to this topic in our concluding session?
Sure. There is a very significant point, and unfortunately, many people neglect this important point. So I said that our Sunni brothers mainly believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be born in future and he is not born yet.
Yet.
But does it mean that they do not believe in the birth of a child for Imam Askari alayhi salam?
Mm-hmm.
So these are two different questions. Because nowadays, unfortunately, some have come to doubt the very birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The point is that many scholars of history and hadith among the Sunnis, they have approved, they have acknowledged that Hassan al-Askari, they do not consider him as the Imam, but they do believe in Hassan al-Askari as one of the offspring of the
Prophet
and a very righteous person. So in their books, they have, discussed about the other Imams, but not as the Imams, but as the offspring of the Prophet.
Yeah.
So they have a section on Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, and other Imams. Now, the point is that when in their books of history, they talk about the biography of Imam Askari alayhi salam, they agreed and they acknowledged that he had a child and his name was Muhammad.
All right.
And he was born in the year 255. And this is a very significant point.
Same thing,
for some of the people who claim that there is no historical source proving the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No, so many Sunni sources also proved that a child was born to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Let me just share some of them. Hafiz Suleiman Hanafi says that it's been proved for us that Mahdi was born on the 15th of Sha'ban 255 in the city of Samarra.
All right.
Another person in his book Fasl al-Khitab says that one of the Ahlul Bayt is Abu Muhammad bin Askari.
Yeah.
So they do not call him Imam Askari for sure. For them, he's not the Imam.
Yeah.
But they call him a member of the Ahlul Bayt. And he says that he had no child except for Abu al-Qasim. And he was born on the 15th of Sha'ban, 255.
Yeah.
Ibn Khallakan, in his famous Wafayatul A'yan, says that Abu al-Qasim Muhammad, he is son of Hassan al-Askari, son of Hadi.
Yeah.
He is the 12th Imam according to the Shia.
Yeah.
And he was born in the on Friday, 15th of Sha'ban, 255. Zahabi, the famous Sunni scholar, in three of his books, he talks about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, in some cases, he refers to the year 256.
Yeah.
But the point is that all these Sunni scholars, they do believe that a child was born for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam.
Yeah.
And some of them, for example, Zahabi says that the Rafidis, that is the Shia, they consider him al-Hujja, Mahdi, al-Muntazar, and Sahib al-Zaman.
Yeah.
And they consider him as their 12th and the last Imam.
Right.
So this is a very significant point.
Yeah.
Again, I repeat that, nowadays, some anti-Shia scholars, they have claimed that there is no historical proofs and arguments to prove the birth of the last Imam of the Shia, but the point is that not only the Shia scholars, many Sunni scholars in their books, they also have acknowledged the birth of a child for Hassan ibn, for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and also his name, that is Muhammad, and the time of his birth, which is very similar to the details as mentioned in Shia sources.
Yeah, so that's really requires a detailed and very detailed study, research to have concluded the points that you have shared with us today. And we owe you more than a thank you for sharing that. A very, very beautiful conclusion from our guest today. I thank you.
My pleasure.
For all those valuable insights and being in our show. So while details may differ, his identity, his occultation, his lineage, the core hope unites us that a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, will rise to fill the world with justice. It's a shared anticipation that should bring Muslims together, not divide them. Thank you to our wonderful guest for these enlightening discussions. And thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on this journey through Mahdism. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.